864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear from Cozy Fall Hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. So we just learned what's going to happen to Morgan Thomas, Arona. He's basically the driver's ed teacher for airplanes, Arona. Now, I said to him, you know, see, the thing is, when you're the driver's ed teacher for a car, your student's going 10 miles below the speed limit, and you can pretty much control everything. Morgan is talking about how the first couple he went out with, that he was just petrified on their landings. I'm like, yeah, you don't have as much.
Oh, wow.
You don't have as much control about that. He said, you know, the one guy said, well, that was pretty rough. Morgan said, yeah, because you came in a million miles an hour.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you don't think about that part. Morgan, I don't think, thought that part through, that in the teaching part, that he would be a guinea pig for their landings. Yeah, that's different than being the driver's ed teacher, you know? Like I said, driver's ed teacher, they're on the, first of all, their students on the ground. And secondly, they're always going like 15 miles an hour below the speed limit. I know, because I'm always freaking behind them. let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. Bagel John, coming to you. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You think of moving to Idaho and living off the grid. Getting eaten by a grizzly bear. That's a bad plan. It's not a good plan at all. Don't live in fear of your mailbox. Call David Green. just that simple. David Green is right here in Greenville. The Green Law Firm, David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. David will quickly get you all the options so you can take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, we have an audit coming up, David will help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. And David can also help you with wills and estate planning, so call him. You'll thank me later. Great guy. Bengal John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
Thank you, Walt, for taking my call. He is phenomenal.
Thank you,
John. He did my estate planning, and by golly, I use just about everybody on the show. Except for Roto-Rooter, I have my own personal guy. But
well, we appreciate
other than that. I believe I've used everybody.
Yeah, we really appreciate that, and I'm glad that David worked out for you.
Walt, I got a question. You've heard all the hoopla. I'm not going to go into that because I don't have the time. And by the way, I'm leaving for my Fort Lauderdale trip tomorrow, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, good, good, good.
And I got good news on the other side, which I'll talk to you about it later.
Wonderful.
Anyway, in the event that Lane becomes the coach at LSU, we're in a unique position this year, going into next year, where we lose a lot of the defense.
Now, hold on, John. I'm going to pause you for a second, because Ramona's in there saying something without her mic on.
I thought Saban.
Yeah, okay, I was going to ask the same question. So, Ramona, okay. that's the first thing we want to know. What happened to Saban in the 18-point-something million? Is that plan now down again?
Well, I think that plan is over.
Okay.
I don't think Saban wants to go back to coaching. I don't think there's any amount of money that's going to get him out of retirement and get him away from ESPN and the desk on College Game Day. Okay. Although I will say, he and Verge Osbury and Sexton are all very, very good friends, and I think that's what's steering Lane towards the LSU job. Obviously, he visited Florida on Sunday, or his family visited Florida on Sunday. He visited LSU on Monday. You don't make those trips unless your eye is on something else. It's kind of like being married to somebody. If your spouse goes out and starts seeing other people, you're going to want to know, hey, are you committed here or are you committed somewhere else? And I think that's kind of what this has come to. And I think
the answer. If the scenario you just described, I think you already know the answer. But
right.
But yeah.
But anyway, you get where I'm going with that.
All right.
My question to you is this. So we're going to lose a lot defensively, almost everything. I mean, Perkins is gone. Weeks is gone. The whole secondary is gone. The offensive line, although has not been stellar, but I think they're young, and I think they're still immature. I think they'll grow. That's not my concern. If you are Lane Kiffin and you do take the LSU job, what is the first thing you address in the offseason? Do you let Van Buren be your guy? Because I don't think Van Buren's played bad by any means.
Look, I liked Van Buren when I saw him as a freshman at Mississippi State. I thought he had ability. I mean, I just don't think he's played very much. But I thought if you go back and you actually watch him from his freshman season, I thought he looked pretty good. I thought he had potential. You're still going to have to bring in a challenger, I would imagine. I mean,
he's super mobile.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, he is. I think he has ability, and he probably will fit what Lane wants to do. Honestly, the Judge Judy pointed at her watch. Here's how I think it plays out, okay? And I don't even know why I think this, but this is what I think. I think that Eli Drinkwitz is going to wind up being the coach at Auburn. I think that Lane Kiffin is going to wind up being the coach at LSU. It feels like the bridges at Mississippi have already been burned. It feels that way. It feels like You know, I know Lane's trying to say the right things, but I think this does not feel like an effort to increase your salary. This feels like it's over. And, you know, the Ole Miss people are talking about firing him before the end of the season. So, I mean...
Well, that would be a mistake on their part.
Yeah, maybe. But I think that that's what it feels like. Now, if that's true, if it's true that Kiffin goes to LSU and that Drinkwitz goes to...
Tulane Drinkwitz goes
to Auburn, then the questions are, okay, so who takes Florida and who takes Penn State? And again, the options are dwindling for those respective schools.
You see, Elko didn't have any problem signing his contract, did you?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see.
But I mean, but you know, as a coach coming in though, Walt, that's my question. I mean, because you're looking at December 3rd and January whatever for the transfer portal. I mean, what are the first things you got to address, how quickly can you address it?
Well, see, look, this would be my question, John. At Ole Miss, he hammered the portal. We had this conversation in the past. Like, where did Ole Miss come up with the money? Well, and it appears that, you know, they have several really big boosters, but you wouldn't think of that. You know, if you just think about riches, you would certainly off the top of your head say, if you're an outsider, you would say, well, LSU has more riches than Ole Miss. But do they, especially now with this whole Brian Kelly fiasco, what is the state of LSU's financial condition? I don't know the answer to that.
I agree with Josh Pate this morning. What Josh Pate said this morning is that they paid Brian Kelly. It's not that he's not being paid and that there's enough money in the collective that they'll pay whatever they need to pay. And here's my question to you, Walt. I mean, if this thing gets to $15,
they'll pay whatever they need
million.
To play for what? For the coach or for the players? I'm talking about the players. LSU spent a lot of money on bringing in a transfer portal haul last year that I don't think was really wise.
Well, but they're willing to do that both. I mean, because the contract that they're proposing to
Lane. See, I don't think Josh Pate knows his A from his elbow, but we'll see.
Well, maybe not. You know, I thought he was a pretty reliable source, but be that as it may, you don't make that visit and send your family and your reconciled so-called wife with your three kids, one being
reconciled so-called wife.
Reconciled so-called wife.
We're off to a great start with the LSU Lane Kiffin relationship.
It's hilarious, man. I mean, it really is. And I said 2 weeks ago, this is not what I wanted. And you agreed with me. You were like, John, he makes stupid mistakes.
He does.
I mean.
He makes more in-game just mistakes of madness than any coach I've ever seen.
But he's a 10-win coach. I mean, he's the first one that's ever done it at Ole Miss.
He's a bright offensive mind. He's also, again, he also has had complete luxury to overhaul his team every single year in the portal. Now, he's done a good job integrating players who have come in the portal seemingly without any disturbances or culture issues. There doesn't seem to have been any of that. So he understands how to navigate the portal, and that's another thing in his favor. In the age of portal, Lane Kiffin probably portals better than anybody.
Well, here's his biggest resource, Walt. You can't deny this. That's the only P4 school in the state. I mean, he's gonna be tapping into fertile ground. I mean, he'd go to Florida, but he's gonna compete with Miami, Florida State, Florida, all that. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, they're willing to pay him. But the fact of the matter is that he has no competition in Louisiana. This guy could be a 15-year coach, and that's what I'm saying. They're looking at longevity, and I truly believe that's part of this thing. But he can say all he wants to about money. He doesn't need money, but I get it. I mean, you offer him $15 to $16 million and make him the highest paid coach in college football, that's pretty enticing. And then give him everything he wants. I mean, the resources. I mean, he didn't have all that at Ole Miss. I mean, they seat 68,000 full capacity.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, and quite honestly, there have been times where he's complained about the crowd. You can go back and track that. There have been times he's complained about the crowd. Now, you know, he's not alone in that regard in the coaching industry. But, yeah, I think I think the winds of change are here, and I think the winds of change are carrying Lane Kiffin and his whole act to LSU. I think that seems the most likely scenario to me. And again, I think Eli Drinkwitz is headed to Auburn, where he might well keep DJ Durkin as defensive coordinator. It would not surprise me, but I think that's what's going to happen. And if that happens, I don't know who Florida hires. I mean,
Lane goes to LSU, does he keep Blake Baker? I think it'd be a mistake to fire him.
Oh, I would keep Baker. I would 100% keep Blake Baker. I think Baker is one of the – listen, I think in a season of discontent for LSU, I think Blake Baker has been the bright spot. I mean, I think he's truly one of the five best college football defensive coordinators. LSU's defense has been brilliant all year. Their offense has been inept. And Baker has had to deal with most of that.
Part of that is because of Nussmeier.
Right, with the injury. But regardless, it has been. And you know, none of those receivers have done much of anything. So I think that when you look at what Baker's done, given that the offense hasn't helped him at all, I think what Baker has done has been truly remarkable. I mean, plus he's really aggressive. I don't know what's to dislike about Blake Baker. I just know this. If I was becoming the head coach personally of LSU tomorrow, the first thing I would do is I would re-up Blake Baker.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Amen.
Good talking to you as always, John. Yep. That's the very first thing I would do. If I was becoming the coach of LSU tomorrow, I would want to make sure I secure Blake Baker. I think he has done an absolutely terrific job in a season that was bound to be difficult, given the lack of offensive production that the whole world, including me, expected from that football team. So, yeah. Basketball, David, I'll get to you as soon as we get back. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey. Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey, his wife, own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness and service quality and availability, which are still the trademarks of this company. Look, if you're heading into Medicare age, you need somebody who knows the lay of the land. And as a lay person, there's no way to navigate this yourself. And this industry is filled with great white sharks and what Gary calls charlatans. And you want to steer clear of the charlatans. Gary's been doing the right thing and helping people here for over 20 years. You have heard the unsolicited testimonies of people who Gary has helped call in live on this show and tell their stories. That's Gary Mahaffey. And Gary's behind each of his agents and is always available to you by phone or in the office. Gary and his agent service always comes at no cost to you. It's only going to benefit you. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. Tell him I sent you, and as always, you will thank me later. Basketball David, when we get back.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. Type in selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. I always think about your company being a residential tree and shrub company, but from a commercial standpoint, you guys do a great job there as well, right, Eric?
We found that trees don't care where they grow. You know, if it's at your house or if it's at your business, they're still a tree, and we love trees. We love shrubs. In fact, you know, we are the tree care company for Clemson University. So, yeah, we do a lot of commercial work. Big properties, small properties. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Well, I am the river that flows through my veins. I am the black crow, I'm wings of change. Well, I am the rock that the rain couldn't conquer. I'm above, I'm below, I am hell and high water.
Somebody's said I hate Pete. He's an idiot. Hey, Ramona, Texter says, Walt, I've asked you this before. You never gave me a direct answer. What's better, fried chicken or Memphis women? Or is it a combo meal? I said, combo meal. Of course. That's how the song goes. It's Memphis women and fried chicken. We don't divide. We conquer. I did say this, Ramona. I said, great chicken helps a few flaws.
Okay.
All right. Lots to get to. And somebody asked me about Texas. And who asked me that? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, here it is. Texter 908 asked, how far should Texas fall to you? I dropped him to 22, which is lower than the map poll had him. I was surprised. Map poll still has him 17. So the poll I participated in has him 17, I believe. I dropped him to 22. I thought about dropping him out completely. I don't think they've looked very good, and they can't run the football. And I just don't know what their salvation is right now. The quarterback play is, spotty. Improving, maybe. Basketball, David. David, how are you, David? Good to have you.
Good, Walt. Thanks for getting me in, as always.
Absolutely.
Well, we got a couple big basketball games tonight. Again, I know we always talk about early season basketball, doesn't mean a lot, and teams still kind of figuring out who they are and stuff. But for the basketball fans, it's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love watching. I just don't care that much about the outcomes at this point in the year, because I don't think they have much to do with the outcomes late in the year.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think these four teams that we have tonight, Kentucky, Michigan State, Duke, and Kansas. Obviously, Kansas playing without Peterson, which is a bummer, because I was looking forward to even though they don't guard each other, you obviously look forward to big-time players being on the court, and him and Boozer and whatnot. And, Walt, I was going to ask you, I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on, the freshmen in the class. We've talked a lot about them, but I don't think we've really gotten to break them down yet or whatever. I'll listen to your opinion first and then kind of give mine is who of, obviously it's going to be a year-long process of and maybe depending on who gets the first pick,
I'm not picking one of these guys right now, David. I think they're all incredibly talented.
Well, I was just going to ask you to kind of break down what you liked about each of their games and stuff. Devanta, Boozer, and Peterson, kind of the big three. I guess you can throw Caleb Wilson in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Peterson is an insanely gifted player. I mean, I think from a skill set standpoint, he might be hard to top. Boozer's going to be he already is. He's a physically dominant player at Duke. And thus far, people just can't deal with him. He's just too good. I mean, I heard him compared the other day to Kyle Singler, which is one of the dumbest comparisons I've ever heard.
Wow.
Because I don't think that's remotely who Boozer is in any way, shape, or form. I just think Boozer is a guy who effortlessly in the paint can score you 30 points and can face up too. I think he's a problem without question. And so all these guys are so good. And I think there's another whole level of guys that I want to see develop over the course of the year and see where they go, because I think this could really change as the season goes on.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Walt. I mean, I think obviously you've got those four. You've got Co-op Pete, you've got the Virginia Tech. I mean, there's a whole laundry list of guys that, I mean, again, these freshmen are just going to be exciting to watch.
You have a 6'9 lead guard at Virginia Tech
who makes
everybody a better player. I mean, unless when it comes to pronouncing his name.
Walt, I think the difference you and I have hit on a couple times is, I think the difference is, obviously we've seen freshmen have tremendous years and whatnot. And as I think the difference in this year's group is the body types of these guys. Like you just kind of hit on with Boozer is the physicality of him and the way he plays and whatnot. I think some of these
Can you imagine comparing him to Kyle Singler? Can you imagine comparing him to Kyle Singler? That's like the the most ludicrous comparison.
My comp with him has kind of been I've kind of likened him to Kevin Love a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah,
physicality.
Yeah,
passing,
it's certainly more Love than Singler. Although I think he's probably more athletic than Love was.
Sure,
but he's certainly more of that, and I think more of that body type as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember what he looks like as a freshman. It's not what he's going to look like as a junior. I mean, if he stays around, which he's probably not going to. But what I mean is what he's going to look like in 2 years. You know, we're watching him as a freshman.
Yep. No, and that's what I think people forget about is, again, if basketball had a rule, could you imagine if basketball had a rule similar to baseball, like if you could go out of high school, but if you went to college, you had to stay 3 years. Can you imagine what some of these talented freshmen would look like in year two and three? Not just this year. Like imagine a Cooper Flag in year three.
Right. Look at, just going back to this year, when you talk about Koa P at Arizona, you're talking about a guy who's like 6'8 and 245 or whatever he is. I mean, I don't know what his actual height weight is, but honestly, from a physical standpoint, he reminds me a little bit of Larry Johnson when Johnson was at UNLV. I mean, Johnson was so physically dominant on the low block, and we've seen Pete be able to do that already. And again, when you see somebody comes in as a freshman who's 6'8", 240, or whatever he is, I mean, he's probably not even 6'8", he's probably 6'7".
Probably 6'7", he is.
6'7", 240 or something like that. And I mean, he's built like a brick wall, So you just don't generally see freshmen like that. Now, there are other body types, at guard, I think Zach Foster at Clemson is going to be a superstar. I think it's just an issue of when. But and there are some other guys like that around the country too.
Yeah, well, I think you're starting to see the flashes with Foster here at Clemson. I think he showed it, especially last night. The skill and obviously the athleticism and whatnot. And
I think this Harris Reynolds kid who's coming in is going to be another somewhat similar player who's going to be able to do a lot of the same things and a freak athlete. I mean, can you imagine those two guys playing together in 2 years if they stayed?
Exactly right, and I think Foster's probably a little bit more a little bit better than Reynolds is on the ball.
Yeah.
Or with the ball in his hand.
Yeah, lead guard type.
As far as attacking downhill and athleticism, I mean, Harris Reynolds is an absolute freak.
Yeah, absolute freak.
And I think if you had both of them, as far as matching athleticism, now obviously, and I wanted to see get your thoughts too on this is how much of like body type do you think Foster, like with adding weight, adding strength, do you think will help him? But again, you don't want to add too much strength to take away from kind of who he is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that. It's important, but I think he's already done that to a degree, and I don't think he's going to change remarkably from this point on. I could see 10 pounds, something like that, but I don't think it's going to be any more than that. I think he's already done that from when he was a high school player, and I don't think you need to change who he is. I think there are a lot of guys who are slender who are great players, and we're not talking about a baseline guy here who has to bang. So I don't think that's.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's an issue. I think the kid is athletic. I actually think he's going to be a really good defensive player in a year. That's going to take a little bit of time, but I think he'll round into shape in that regard too.
I think his length and athleticism allow for that.
And the notion of having those two kids at Clemson at the same time in Foster and Reynolds is really incredible. They're gonna have your guy too. They're gonna have your guy Will Stevens.
That's what I was gonna say. When you think about it, they're gonna have a 6'11" guy behind them.
Yep.
At the rim, protecting and blocking shots.
Yep. Yep. So The Clemson basketball under Brad Brownell continues to get better and better and better.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And Walt, have you thought any about an All-American team yet? You know, obviously just the first team. Again, I know we talked about the talented freshmen and we talked about the experience, and you know, obviously, I'm sure any All-American team probably starting out, you probably got to start with Braden Smith.
Yeah, I'm starting with Smith because I just think that he's the best leader in college basketball. And I think we actually saw that at the end of last year. And, you know, David, there were some times that I wasn't so sure. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, he's nice. But, you know, but by the end of the year, I was pretty much sold on who and what he was. And I don't think he's getting any worse. So, it would start with him for me. I'll tell you what, let's make this conversation part of our little basketball show, because I have not really thought about first-team All-American teams yet. And, of course, a lot of that's going to depend on health and, you know, and
sure.
And but you are going to have some freshman influence without question.
But take us out there, give you a little audible switch up. The Hall of Fame baseball stuff kind of being announced. Is this the year in your mind? Does Andrew Jones finally get in? And can't wait to get your thoughts out there. Thank you, David.
Good talking to you as always. I don't know. Andrew Jones to me is like an enigma. He's a guy who's 400 home runs and one of the greatest defensive center fielders the game has ever seen. And yet, when you ask Braves fans whether Andrew Jones belongs in the Hall of Fame, a lot of them say no. I mean, I've asked this question before. I've gone this route with Braves fans before. A lot of Braves fans do not think Andrew Jones belongs in the Hall of Fame. Quite honestly, a lot of Braves fans think Dale Murphy does and Andrew Jones doesn't. You know, I sort of get it, having watched Andrew Jones play his whole career. I mean, I don't know what it was, but people just sort of thought he dogged it, whether he did or not. And I don't really think he did. I think it's every once in a while there are guys who just sort of give off that vibe, but it's not. It's not necessarily true, and I don't really think it's true. I don't think it really was true with him. I mean, but I don't know. When you can't sell Braves fans completely on a guy, and that's the reality of Andrew Jones. Like I said, I've had this conversation with many Braves fans. I've asked the question on air, and a lot of Braves fans just don't think Andrew Jones belongs in the Hall of Fame. Those are the people who watched him every day. Well, if those people don't think he's a Hall of Famer, again, look, I don't know how you add it up, okay? Because he hit 400 home runs legitimately, which historically was always a pass to the Hall of Fame until, you know, the steroid era came and it changed. And by the way, I think he did it cleanly. And I think inarguably he's one of the best defensive center fielders of all time. So I don't know. Let me tell you about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, so much more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I play every night. I love the NBA. I love live in-game action with the NBA. I had a big play this weekend, as most people know. I played 8 and put $50 and had a boost, and I came oh so dangerously close to collecting $6,200 and something dollars. So close. So I'll be right back at it. Download the app today. Use promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. You have to do that, right? That's promo code Road Rage. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Quick break.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR.
Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill, in every note of Tiger Rag, on Solid Orange Fridays, and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Hey folks, it's that time of year again for the annual Blood Bowl between Clemson and South Carolina. You ask when? November 17th through the 21st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Jimmy John's is serving up a 20% discount for all blood donors by showing your Blood Bowl wristband. Clemson has beat South Carolina for the past 6 years, and the event helped to save over 18,000 lives. With multiple sites on the Clemson campus, you can easily give and save a life today. Jimmy John's loves Clemson and wants to help save lives. So give blood and then come to Jimmy John's for a great meal.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. Low Country Mail.com.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong.
Let's go. Let me tell you about Yoder's Building Services, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. You've heard Bengal, John, Rudy, others call about Yoder's. I've had endless people write me on the text line about how great Yoder's is. They just are. They're the best. Everyone knows it. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. Look, with extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition. They are your one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. You will 100% thank me later. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
Nothing much. I've heard some people, look at them right now. They didn't do much in the second half. Hey, you play Saturday, turn around and have to play Monday.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround.
The first half, you could see what happened when they had their feet on them. I could tell the second half, but their legs are a little weary.
Yeah. Well, look, listen, Brad's not happy about the second half performances. He said that earlier on the show. He said it's been every game so far. He's not happy with what's going on in the second half. He basically thinks when they get away from their side of the court that they freelance a little more without being right under his nose. So we'll see. I'm pretty sure that's going to get fixed.
Well, I ain't worried about it. Cause, yeah. I mean, hey, one team shot 35, made 34 points off of foul shots, you know. We only get 14, but we didn't hit too good. But I'm talking about these scumbags and these lower snake, like Wade the Snake. He made a comment about took a shot at Herbert, which I ain't much of a Tar Heel fan. But, I mean, he ain't got much to say, Mr. Wade the Snake. Lower than a snake, you know, you can't get no lower than that. Hey, you got caught up in the RICO Act. They weren't even looking for you, and they caught you on the tape. We know what you are, number lower than a snake. And just about Kiffin, like the guy on the sports thing on the Tennessee podcast, man, said, hey, we already know about what what's his name is. He left us in the middle of the night, you know, without nobody knowing what was going on.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, get him, LSU. You brought in the big Don Juan, and he didn't pan out. Go ahead and grab him, and maybe in about 3 years, you'll see him leaving somewhere in the middle of the night. We'll just take it off the air about all these scumbag coaches.
I don't think Looper's very happy, Ronnie. Not happy with anybody.
Sound like it.
You know, especially the coaches. And look, I get it. And like I said, you know, these massive buyouts and stuff, they just help make the player's case for more and higher payments. That's all they do. It's one thing, Ramona, you gave the players ammunition when you started hiring coaches to these massive contracts, but when you really gave them ammunition was when you started paying them billions and millions of dollars to not coach. That's when you really gave the players ammunition.
That's just bad.
Right. When you give a guy $50 million to go away, then don't expect the players to be happy about the fact that they don't get money. So I think that's part of it. I think that's how we got here. I think now how you extricate yourself from this, I don't know. I don't really think you do. I have no idea where this ends, but I do think it's this. I mean, if you don't know what this is, just look it up. But I think it's the fruit fly experiment. And I think you can do so much of this for so long, and then everybody dies. You know, it's like I don't even remember how that works, but you like put a bunch, you put fruit flies, you put like a piece of rotten banana in a jar and cover it with cheesecloth, and fruit flies get in it. and they eat the malt, the banana, and they think they're happy as can be. You know, they all have everything they want. They have it made. They are protected in their little jar. They have all the food they can want until massive overcrowding. They all die. Everybody's too rich. All the fruit flies die. Every last one of them. I think that's what's going to happen to college football. I really do. I think this is going to go on and on. I think it's a road to nowhere. And I think 20 years from now, and look, I won't be doing this then, but 20 years from now, I think what you're going to see is all going to go back to the way it was. You're going to see regionalized conferences again. You may not even see any more playoffs. It may be gone, despite the money. But if you do, I still think, even if they go to these, you know, and there's more plans today. I saw a Ross Dellinger article that says the Big Ten wants 24 teams and they want a 4-4-4. What was it? 4-4-4-4. 2-6 is what they want. That's the model that the Big Ten wants. The SEC doesn't want that model, but that's the model the Big Ten is pushing. I actually don't think that model would be bad for the ACC. I think the ACC would sign on to that. The Big Ten's plan. I would think so. But the point is that, look, there have been many people who believe that we're headed for two power conferences and everything else is going to die off. It might be. It might be. But eventually, that won't last either. That won't last. And eventually, you're going to go back to sort of the way it was. And honestly, to some extent, the way it should be. You know, you live in a particular region, you ought to have football. You know, I know some people, you know, think the Pac-12 doesn't really care. They have all these. I think that's false. I think when you grow up a Pac-12 football fan, suddenly you don't have Pac-12 football and your best teams are playing in the friggin' Big Ten. I think that's bad. I don't think that's good. I don't think it's good for business. I don't think it's good for the long-term view of college football. I don't. I'll tell you what's good for your long-term view of your yard and your property and the safety of your home, the Franklin Tree Service. The Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and Road Rage. You remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let it happen. And some of us have way more than one tree. I had like 20, and I had to have them removed. I knew I was in trouble, and Brian Franklin on two occasions saved me. I've had Brian out on at least two occasions, and again, he literally saved my life and my home, because had I not done these things, and by the way, there were several other trees that I thought maybe needed to be cut. Brian said, no, those are fine. They don't need to be cut. But the reality was, had I not done what I did before Helene hit, I would not have had a house. It would have been a complete total, gone. I would have been squished like a bug. Trust me, the Franklin Tree Service knows what they're doing. They want you to be proactive, not reactive. I saved my life with their guidance. The Franklin Tree Service, free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future carnage and damage. Emergency storm services, they're fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065. Tell them I sent you, of course, 864-947-9065. They're the best, period. They're the best. They do great work. Brian's a great person. You'll love dealing with them. All right, Ramona, give me the rest of the games in our little contest this week.
Okay, we did USC.
And by the way, tomorrow, a lot more college football. We'll get to the map poll and what I did, my personal ratings that I submitted. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We did USC and Oregon, or did we just mention it and go to break?
No, well, I don't think we mentioned it, or maybe we did mention it, but. And obviously, we'll get into these more deeply in the next few days. This is just a cursory look at them. But, yeah, it looks a really interesting game. USC has turned out to be better than I thought. I think Mickey thought they'd be pretty good preseason. I think he was right. I still don't really know what they are. I think we're going to find out. Plus, Oregon's dealing with a lot of injuries at receiver, which doesn't help their case. Both teams just played Iowa in buzzer games. And Oregon is what on our contest? Like a 10.5-point favorite?
Is yeah.
Right? 10.5? Yeah. Yeah, it's a big number. It's a big number. I guess we'll see. What else you have?
The next one is Kansas State at Utah 17.5.
I hate this game. You know, I had just figured out North Carolina and Duke. I had just figured out what I was doing. Then I see that Ben has replaced North Carolina Duke. You know, it's probably because I complained about North Carolina Duke on Twitter. I didn't complain about it. I just wanted help. I wanted help from the peeps out there as to what to do with that game. Now it's not even part of the contest. Now we have USC. Now we have Utah and Kansas State. I have no idea. That's a 17.5-point line?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an enormous number.
It is.
It really is an enormous number for a Kansas State team that's, you know, pretty good. They weren't good last week, though. But, you know, Avery Johnson said he played the worst game of his life. So, I don't know. That is a big number. Utah's been playing better football, but I don't know.
The next one is Washington State. And I don't know. What is JMU?
James Madison.
James Madison is a 12.5-point favorite.
Yeah. How about that? Washington State traveling across the nation to play James Madison, and it's a chance for James Madison to make a little bit of a statement. Not that Washington State is any good, because they're really not. So I guess we'll see. What's that line? 12.5?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. They're simply the best. They've been doing roofs for 90 years. I mean, what did your neighbor look like 90 years ago? Do you have any idea? Because I certainly don't. Look, they work alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. They've saved Ramona multiple times. It's the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate since 1935. Family owned and operated across 4 generations. This is all impossible, by the way, people. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online at gilstrapproofing.com. Gilstrapproofing.com, they're the best. They've been the best for 90 years. You'll thank me later. All right, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. The Morgan Thomas Show is coming your way next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
If you